Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you again on the radio broadcast. We are sharing with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines to be established in your life. You know, this really shows the proof of change and the proof of the work of the Lord in you if you get these disciplines established in you. We've talked about the fact that you need to walk by faith, not by sight. If you walk by faith, you walk in the realm of the Spirit. You learn to speak forth God's Word. You learn to speak to your mountains. You're not moved by what you see, the way things look or seem. And you're learning to act upon God's Word. And you're fighting the good fight of faith. And you're being increasing in faith because you're applying your faith. And you're not going to stagger at the promises of God. A second area is walking in love. God's given us a commandment. We are to love one another. It's the royal law. It never does ill to its neighbor. God has commanded you. It's not some nice little suggestion. You must walk in love at all times. Otherwise, you commit sin. And you should not have any respect of persons. You should be treating every person with respect, seeing every person as valuable and precious and important. That's the way God sees you. And that's the way you should see every person. Also, we've talked on the area of hope. God wants you abiding in hope, or even abounding in hope, the Bible says. The Word produces hope in you from the Scriptures, and as the God of hope fills you with joy and peace as you believe the Word, it'll cause you to abound in hope. Don't ever let hopelessness come into you. That is the devil invading your mind. You need to resist that and believe the Word of God and abound in the hope of the Lord Jesus. Remember, hope is the anchor of your soul. Abraham, against any hope, he believed in hope because it was based on the Word. A fourth area we've talked about is being in the Word and doing it. We need to study the Word. We need to be spending time in the Word. Study the Word of God so that you are able to rightly divide it, and you'll be a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. And if you continue in the Word, you'll be His disciple, a disciplined one who hears and does it. Then you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If you're not a hearer and a doer, then you'll be like the guy who forgets what manner of man he was. You must be a hearer and a doer. If you're just a hearer only, you'll be like the man who built his house on sand. The storms will come in and you'll get blown away. See, lots of Christians, they've heard the Word, but they haven't done it. And they wonder why all these problems come. They wonder why they're not seeing victory. It's because they're not doing what the Word says. You are to incorporate the Word of God into your daily life and do it consistently. The next area is the area of taking thoughts captive and thinking on good things, which we talked about in our last broadcast. This is so important. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." This is of paramount importance for every single Christian. You must learn to bring into captivity every thought, not just once in a while thoughts. Every thought. Don't let the devil have place in your mind. Victory or defeat starts in the mind. You need to be thinking on good things. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You are actually avenging and revenging the disobedience from the devil when you obey, bringing your thoughts captive and casting down those imaginations or any kind of mental reasoning that's contrary to the Word of God. You need to be thinking, what does the Word of God say about what I should be doing or thinking or acting upon or speaking or engaged in this situation? Remember, the Bible says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Keep your mind stayed on the Word of God. That shows you trust in Him, and God will keep you in perfect peace. If you've lost your peace, you've given place to the devil. If you've lost your peace, your mind is not on the Word of God. Your mind is on circumstances. Your mind has turned away from the truth, because God keeps you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on Him. We're going to be talking about more areas of daily Christian discipline. The next area is the area of your will, choosing life. You know, God has made us a free will person, people. We're free will agents. We can choose whatever we want. God will let us choose the way that brings forth eternal life. He will also let us choose the way of death and destruction. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, he says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. God has set before you life and death and blessing and cursing. He wants you to choose the right thing, of course, which is life. You know, every one of us have choices we make throughout our day. Are you making the choices to serve the Lord? Are you making the choices to obey Him? Are you making the choices to speak His Word? Are you making the choice to praise the Lord? Are you making the choice to love that person? It's very important. You must make the choice to do the will of God. Don't choose to do your selfish ways. Don't choose to walk in the flesh. Don't choose to just do whatever you want and be rebellious and disobedient to what God's told you to do. You need to choose what He has set before you. Praise God. Your will is very important. You know, so we deal with lots of people that have had a lot of stubbornness and rebellion and disobedience and hard-headedness about them. And they're very difficult to get them to walk in the ways of the Lord until they repent and deal with that and get those spirits cast out and make the choice that I am going to walk in the ways of the Lord. You need to set your will. I will choose God's way. I will obey Him. I will speak what His Word says. I'm not going to do what I want to do. I'm going to resist the works of the flesh. I'm going to resist what I want to do. Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself. You need to deny yourself and choose the way of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 56, verse 4, He said that we are to choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. Are you choosing the things that please the Lord? Are you choosing the things that please Him in what you are listening to or what you're watching on TV or things that you go to be involved in? Is God going to be pleased with those things? If not, that's an area of sin in your life and you'll be given place to the devil. Choose the things that please Him. He set before you good things and negative things for you to choose. You can choose whichever way you want. God wants us to choose life. You know, He'll let a person choose to reject Jesus and go to hell. If it's not God's will, God does not want that. He will be continually trying to bring them to the place of repentance. He will be continually trying to draw them to choose Him. Remember, God's not willing that any should perish. He's long-suffering towards all, isn't He? And He wants us to choose the right way. And this is important. You need to make the proper choices. Don't choose the way of sin. Don't choose the way of the world. Don't choose the way of keeping up with the Joneses. Don't choose the way of being like your friends and doing what your friends want you to do just because you don't want to be, you want to be sure that you're accepted. Don't choose to be accepted in the ways of the world and then be rejected by God. You better make the decision that I am going to choose God's way. It doesn't matter whether other people are walking the wrong way. In fact, this world, remember, is dominated by the devil, and the devil is working mightily to lead people down a path of destruction. Well, God set before you the right way. Remember, it's a narrow way. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to life. What kind of choices are you making? And what are you thinking upon? You know, if you'll get your thoughts in line and your will choosing right, God's going to be able to do great things in your life. But I find that many, many Christians, they're not thinking on what God wants. They're not choosing His way as they should. They do it whenever they have a need, but the rest of the time they're more or less living their life doing whatever they want. That's ridiculous. That's not walking with the Lord. God wants you to get the discipline, the daily discipline, continually of taking your thoughts captive and thinking on good things and your will choosing the ways of God. Praise God. You choose what He wants before you. And I'll tell you, God will bless you. Praise God. The next area for Christian discipline is learning to cast your cares upon the Lord. This is so important. God does not want you carrying cares, worries, or anxieties. In 1 Peter 5, 7, the Bible says, casting all your care or worry or anxiety upon Him, because He careth for you. Philippians 4, 6, be careful or anxious about nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests, your legal demands be made known unto God. Cast all your care upon Him. Don't carry those cares, worries, and anxieties. That is going to actually choke the Word and it shows a mistrust of God. That shows that you're trying to handle the situation yourself instead of trusting in the Lord. God wants you to cast your cares upon Him. If you're full of anxiety, cares, worries, then you're giving place to the enemy. Instead, what should you be doing? Praying the Word of God and casting those cares upon Him. Are you a person who's plagued with worries and anxieties, and you carry a lot of cares and even concerns? A lot of people say, well, I'm not going to be full of care and worry and anxiety, but I am concerned about this. It's the same thing. You've just tried to water it down. Concern is the same thing. You shouldn't have concern, care, or worry or anxiety about anything. Does that mean that we shouldn't be attending to things that we should? Of course we should. We should be paying attention to things, but we don't have to carry care, worry, and anxiety about it. Instead, we're going to be dealing with situations and paying attention to the things we should do and the situations around us, but we're not going to be pulled down with care or worry or anxiety. That will hinder you. That actually chokes the Word, and it will stop your prayer life from being successful. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything. This is everything. You need to learn to pray. You need to learn to be a person of prayer. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. When you have a situation that comes and the opportunity for you to either get into care, worry, anxiety, or concern, learn to cast that on the Lord immediately and learn to get the Word of God and start praying. Start praying what God's Word says. Start praying and making intercession for that person. Start praying and declaring what the Word of the Lord says. Put those angels out there as they'll go forth as you speak the Word and watch God start moving in that situation. Instead of just carrying the cares and worries and worrying about this and worrying about that, you need to realize that worry is sin, and God wants you to repent from that worry, turn away from it, cast the cares on the Lord, and choose to do what He wants you to do. So we've talked about walking by faith, walking in love, maintaining hope, being in the Word and doing it, taking your thoughts captive, your will choosing God's ways, and casting your cares on the Lord. Get these daily Christian disciplines in you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.